We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
On you automatically just because it's yours. Somebody might sit around and say, well, if I've got the right to vote, why don't they bring it to me? Well, no, you've got to go there to vote. You've got to take advantage of your rights, of what belongs to you. Are you listening to me? Spiritual things are the same way. Just because it belongs to you, it don't just fall on you like ripe cherries off of a tree. You see, it has to be preached. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then sometimes some perfectly good people don't always see in the Bible what belongs to them, so they don't preach it and don't believe it, and God can't work even though he wants to.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, and How to Keep It, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Oh no, I'll tell you 1,000 times, no, that was the devil. And I'm glad I found out, bless God, that Jesus is the deliverer, that it's Satan that's the oppressor. Are you listening to me? And then I loved him all the more because he is the deliverer. Praise his holy name. The thief is come but for to kill, to steal, to destroy. But I am come. What'd you come for, Jesus? That you might have life. Hallelujah. And that you might have it more abundantly. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 is another good text. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested. Why? For what purpose? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh yes, he came to take our sins, but that's not the whole story. He was manifested that he might destroy whose works? The works of the devil. And what did he do? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's what the text said. Now then, let's talk about how to appropriate this healing that is ours. You see, here's where we miss it again now. Some folks think, well, you know, if that's so, Brother Hagin, why don't we have that in our church? Well, you know, somebody might say this over in the foreign land. That's got to, you know, worship in some kind of gods or idols. Well, now, if it's so, that Jesus, the Son of God, and salvation, why don't they preach it in our group? Well, hadn't anybody gone and told him yet many times? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Are you listening? You see, it just won't fall on you automatically just because it's yours. Somebody might sit around and say, well, if I've got the right to vote, why don't they bring it to me? Well, no, you've got to go there to vote. You've got to take advantage of your rights, of what belongs to you. Are you listening to me? Spiritual things are the same way. Just because it belongs to you, it don't just fall on you like ripe cherries off of a tree. You see, it has to be preached. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then sometimes some perfectly good people don't always see in the Bible what belongs to them, so they don't preach it and don't believe it, and God can't work even though he wants to. A lady said to me one time, in fact, she brought her daughter, she's a very wealthy woman, she, after her family was grown and married and moved away, she and her husband got into the full gospel movement. But anyway, she went to get her daughter because her daughter was facing major surgery. They were going to fly a surgeon in from Chicago to operate on her. This is back in the 50s. And they paid him alone, his one fee, the one doctor, was $6,000. And then some of the other doctors, so much money in the hospital bill. It's going to cost thousands of dollars. And she and her husband didn't have all the money. And they borrowed it from her mother. And so her mother went to get her and brought her over and wanted me to minister to her. Well, I sensed the moment that they came into the room I was staying in the parsonage. She brought it in the afternoon to the parsonage, and she really didn't want to be prayed for. And, of course, under those kind of conditions, not going to receive anything. So I said, let's sit down and talk. Well, the mother said, I've driven 120 miles over there and 120 miles back, and then I'm going to take her back this afternoon and come back. And my age, said, I'm going to try to get back for service tonight, so we're in a hurry. Well, I said, I don't want to be mean about it, but if you're in that big a hurry, well, just go ahead. I'll just not minister to the lady. Well, she said, all right then. So they sat down. Every time I'd ask the daughter something, the mother would answer it. Finally, I said, I don't want to be mean and ugly about it, but it's not you that need the healing, it's she. And I said, if you don't let her talk, well, I said, I'm not going to fool with her. I'm just going to dismiss the situation and go to my room. Finally, she said, well, all right. So I said to this daughter, do you believe in divine healing? She said, well, now, just to be perfectly honest, I said, don't just be perfectly honest, be brutally frank about it. Amen. Just be brutally frank about it. Well, no, she said, I don't. I said, I knew that the minute you walked in the door. I perceived that. And, she said, I'll tell you, Brother Aiken, she said, if it was so, they would preach it in my church, and my pastor don't preach it, so it must not be so. Well, I said, maybe your pastor don't know everything. I said the wrong thing. She sort of fired up at me, but the Bible said a soft answer turns away wrath. And I said, now, wait a minute. What church you member? Well, I said, the First Baptist Church. Well, I said, I was a member of the First Baptist Church in such a town for many years. They didn't preach healing. But I said, as a Baptist boy in the bed of affliction, I saw it. And there's a time I didn't see it, then I did see it. When I saw it, I received my healing. Been healed ever since then. Maybe he's a good man, fine man. I said, I was a good person. I was saved, just as much saved before as I was after, but I just didn't see it. See? But then as I got into the Word, I began to see it. Maybe he just hadn't seen it yet. I said, I want to ask you a question. I'm not saying it says it, of course I knew it did, but I said, if the Bible said himself took your infirmities and bear your sicknesses, would it be his will to heal you? She said, well, certainly. Well, I said, there's a Bible line right there on the table by your chair. Pick it up. She picked up, looked at it, wanted to be sure. First of all, see, she's Baptist, so she wants to be sure, and it says it's a Schofield, so it must be all right. if you're Baptist, it must be. And so I had her open to Matthew 8:17, and she read out loud, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, the Bible was lying in her lap. You see, she had her head down. I waited a few moments to see what she'd say. And she looked up, and tears were glistening in her eyes, and she said, Brother Hagin said, it does say that, doesn't it? I said, yes, it does. Well, she said, I'm sure my pastor's a good man. Maybe he just hadn't seen it, but I can see it's in there, and it belongs to me. And bless God, she received her healing. We could pray then. She laid hands on her, and she received her healing. Now, her husband was honest, because, see, the next year, I preached just 3 days in her town in the First Assembly of God Church, just Monday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, just three nights. And on Monday night, there was a gentleman there in a wheelchair, an older fella, and when we laid hands on him, he got up, walked out of the wheelchair, and I sat down in the wheelchair, and he pushed me up and down the aisles. Amen. Now, on Tuesday night, I would go out. We didn't start the service. This is in the summertime. We didn't start till 7:45. And then I went out at 8:15, because I'd just stay back in the back room and pray, you see, and go right fresh from the presence of God into the service. And when I went out about 8:15, the song leaders up here leading congregation, I had nobody in the choir, just congregational singing, building full. I saw a very distinguished-looking gentleman sitting here by the pastor, and I sat down by him. You see, three of us sitting here. So the pastor reached over and said, Brother Egan, I want you to meet Reverend so-and-so. He's pastor of the First Baptist Church here in the city. So I shook hands with him, and he said to me, Brother Egan, I'm mighty glad to meet you. He said, I've already got up and apologized to this church. And now then I won't apologize to you. He said, I've fought healing for years and said it's not so because I didn't see what the Bible was saying. But he said, that man that was healed last night is a member of my church. and said, if you've ever been by our church, and they've got a new one now, but then this still were in an older building, been built years ago, and had high steps going to, you'll see a ramp that's been built. We built that especially for this fellow. He's been in that chair for about 7 years. He'd had two strokes, you see, and was paralyzed. And we built that ramp. He never misses church. And I drove downtown this morning, parked by the curb down on the main street, you know, and I got out of the car and was putting some money, you know, in the meter, and I looked down the street, and here he come walking down the street. Said, I like to fell over. I knew he'd been bound to that chair for these 7 years. And I rushed up to meet him to see what happened. He said, well, I was over there at the First Assembly of God Church last night, said this fellow used to be a Baptist pastor over there, laid hands on me, and God healed me. Now, he said, some folks tried to tell me. He said, man, I just got thrilled right out on the street and began to rejoice with him. Said, I know, said, somebody said the devil. He said, I got enough sense to know the devil's not healing the Baptist. Amen. And so he said, I just want to thank God. Said, I got up and told this church, I want to thank God for a church that held fast to preaching the truth when some of us folks should have been to preach it and didn't see it. I see he was just like that lady said, like I told her, honest and sincere, just hadn't seen it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar, February the 15th through the 20th. It's hard to believe that it's here. Begins on Sunday night, and of course it's free registration.
Yes.
But we love for you to register.
Yeah, you can go to rhema.org/WBS and get all the information you need to get.
That's right. We have services on Sunday night, of course, and then Monday through Friday, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, and 7 p.m.
at night.
And
the Sunday service is as our normal service on Sunday night is at 6 p.m., so we just keep it that way. But
that's
then
right.
Monday through Friday, the night service is at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Yes, at 7
and
p.m.
Then in March the 22nd through the 24th, Living Faith Conference, that is in Savannah, Georgia at the Seed Church. Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. You can go to rhema.org/LFC and find out all about it.
Then we're going to jump over for our Living Faith Conference in Valdosta, Georgia, March 25 through 27. That's a Wednesday through a Friday at the Collective. And the pastors Mark and Ashley Brady.
Yes.
And, of course, like she said, rhema.org, LFC. You can find out all the information.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing, How to Receive It and How to Keep It. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.